Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the Easter holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Last month, I was lucky enough to attend a media dinner at the wonderful Rosso Blue restaurant in downtown Los Angeles and what they now call the Fashion District. But this complex was actually carved out of former produce warehouses and is now a dining destination. It's crazy, but it works. And the theme of the dinner was matching the wonderful food from Rosso Blue, Chef Steve Sampson, with the wines from Three Sticks Wines, based in Sonoma County. And I had a chance to spend quite a lot of time chatting with their director of winemaking, Ryan Pritchard. The wines are wonderful, and I wanted to get him on the show to talk about what they're doing, because they also have an amazing tasting room experience in Sonoma. So with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome the director of winemaking of Three Sticks, based in Sonoma County, Ryan Pritchard, to the show. Ryan, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
I am doing well. I would be much better if I had a glass of your Chardonnay or Pinot Noir in front of me right now, but, you know, that's easily resolved.
The breakfast show. You can do it. No problem.
Chardonnay with an omelet, Ryan? Why not?
Absolutely.
Definitely works for me. And, you know, maybe there's a possibility of a Chardonnay mimosa. I haven't tried that one, but, you know, you never know. Ryan, I think the first question for you, because it's kind of a fun one, and there's a story there, because you make very serious wines, but the company has a sense of humor and doesn't necessarily take themselves too seriously. Tell us about the derivation of the name Three Sticks, because one would think, oh, okay, they're talking about grapevines, but not necessarily.
No, it's funny because, yeah, our logo has these sort of three sticks on it, and everyone always asks, you know, tell me the story about the sticks. And so the real story is our owner is named William Stanley Price III, and he grew up in Hawaii, and he was out surfing, and his buddies got a hold of his license one day and saw his full name and saw those Roman numerals after his name and said, what are these three sticks after your name? And so he eventually got nicknamed Billy Three Sticks. That was his nickname growing up. And so, yeah, when the time came to start a winery, he thought, you know, this would be a fun way to have it be a little bit of, you know, tied to him, but not be about him.
No, again, fun, and I think it definitely sets the stage for more to come because, of course, you are known for world-class Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, and, you know, that's not something that there's really an argument about. What's really incredible, Ryan, is your proprietor has assembled vineyard properties throughout Sonoma County that are very special. And without getting too geeky, you have two classifications for your vineyards. There's the Monopole Collection and there's a Heritage Collection. Just to get into all of this, if you could give us a little background about what the differences are, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely, yeah. So when we got started, Bill purchased the Durrell Vineyard, which was a previously established vineyard. It was planted in the mid-70s by Ed Durrell, and in the mid-90s he decided he wanted to retire and to move on, and so he went to Bill and asked if he wanted to purchase it, and Bill was excited to continue the heritage, continue the history of that vineyard. It had already gained some fame and was recognized as a top vineyard in California, and so at the prospect of keeping this history going, Bill was excited to do that. So that was how he got started. And then over the years, we've either purchased vineyards or planted and developed them ourselves. And so we have three vineyards that we've purchased, and all of them have this historical significance already, had already been making world-class wines prior to us acquiring them. And then these three other vineyards that we had planted and scoped out sites for ourselves. So the three ones that we have scoped out and done ourselves are our Monopole vineyards. Those are ones that we are the only ones who get fruit from. We're the only ones who make wine off of those properties. And so we wanted to separate those a little bit. They're smaller. They're a little bit more precious, whereas these heritage vineyards are ones that we continue to sell fruit to other wineries out there. So you may see other wines out in the world with the Durrell vineyard name or Gap's Crown or Walala. Those are all the three heritage vineyards. And so you may see them on other wineries, because we are also, we're growers and we sell fruit to other folks as well. So that was the main distinction between those two.
Now, for Monopole, are you selling any of that fruit, or is that all for your wines?
That's all for us. Yeah, we're the only ones who, if you see an Alana vineyard, a William James vineyard, or a One Sky vineyard, those are our vineyards that are only, those are unique to 3-6.
Got it. You have, as far as 3-6 is concerned, you have a very special tasting room experience in Old Town Sonoma. Before we talk about the wines, which we will do after our top of the hour break, tell us about that very special tasting room, because it's just not your typical Ryan Winery tasting room by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's a really special place. We call it the Adobe. It's in an old adobe building. It was a residence that was built in the 1840s, and it was actually the second oldest residence. It is currently the second oldest residence in all of Sonoma. So General Vallejo was, setting up shop here. He was starting to build out a little bit. He built this for his brother. And his brother actually never lived in it, because was called back to Mexico City. And so it eventually went to one of his secretaries, and it's a really special place. We purchased it from, it had been a home for all these years since the 1840s. Most recently, the last 60 or 70 years, with just two different owners. And so it had been lovingly kept, cared for. We restored it, did some restoration work on it, and it's a beautiful building that has been sort of brought back up into a very sort of classical, luxurious style. And it's right off the square, so if you're in the town of Sonoma, there's a couple of restaurants, Girl in the Fig, El Dorado Kitchen, right next door or right across the street. You can come and do a tasting there, immediately follow that with a lunch next door or somewhere, do a stroll on the square. You get a little bit of California history. You get a sit-down tasting with our wines, which, we have people, our hosts will walk you through those wines or a sit-down tasting. So it's reservation only. You definitely want to call ahead. It's not something you just pop into. You'd have a hard time finding it unless you knew exactly where it was, because it's not really advertised. It's just this little kind of secret garden right off the square that our folks who want to come taste our wines can do. And then our club members, we have a member lounge where if you're a club member of ours, you can go and come in and pop in, grab a bottle, have a couple glasses of wine, enjoy some time off the square and then make a day of it like that.
Now, Ryan, for our listeners to get information on, getting the reservation for the tasting room and also all the details of the various aspects of the wine club, what is the best website for that?
Yeah, it's 3-6wines.com, and that's all spelled out, THREESTICKSWINES. So go there. It's got all of our information. You can request reservations, get information about our club, which is probably the best way to get our wines, just because we have limited amounts of we make 19 different wines, which is wonderful, but a bunch of those are club exclusive, so you know, to be able to access all of our wines, the club is really the best way to do that. But you can also get on our mailing list where we'll, you know, email out a couple times a year to release our wines. And that's the best place to start. And, you know, we have folks who can guide you through that.
Absolutely. Now, before you took over as director of winemaking at Three Sticks, you were also working with a very prominent winemaker in the Napa and Sonoma valleys. Share that experience with us, because you come with some pretty impressive credentials, Ryan.
Well, you know, this is kind of a second career for me, and I loved wine, and I loved learning about wine, and eventually I was making wine at home and all these things, and I told my wife at the time, and I said, or she was my, we moved to Colorado, we got married, she was doing a psychology a PhD, and she was finished with that, and I said, you know, I would love to go do a harvest and see if this is something that I really want to do and spend the rest of my life doing. And so I was lucky enough to land at William Selyem, working with Bob Cabral, and, you know, was able to do a harvest there, and I didn't want to stop. And so I kept stayed there on for, you know, for almost a year, and had a wonderful experience. Shortly thereafter, I went off and worked at a custom crush facility where I was making sort of boutique wines, Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays. And then that led to an assistant winemaking job over at Medlock Ames up in Healdsburg doing Burgundian varietals. And then got to join back on with Bob from William Selyem when I went to Three Sticks. So in 2015, Bob and I came on and started making the wines at Three Sticks. And you know, I've been over here ever since. And you know, Bob is sort of was a huge part of all of this, and over the years it was more of a consulting role, and now is doing his own project with Bob Cabral Wine. So
sure,
you know, great mentor, and really learned from the best.
Of course. Ryan, we're going to leave it there. We are speaking with Ryan Pritchard, who is the director of winemaking for Three Sticks in Sonoma. It is our top of the hour break. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We'll be picking up the conversation about Three Sticks on the other side. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.